This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. Who would have thought that, well, you heard the news, right? That Apple's augmented reality / virtual reality headset at $3,500 would make people sick, confused, nauseous, and give them headaches. Who would have thought that confusing your brain intentionally would confuse your brain intentionally? Who would have thought that? And who would have thought that anybody would buy these things for $3,500? And even worse than that, who would have thought that anybody would get behind the wheel of a vehicle and operate that vehicle with distorted vision? Who would have thought that? That's just one more use for the public gallows. One more use. If a person puts on one of these stupid things and crashes and kills somebody else because of their stupidity about wearing a augmented or virtual reality headset? Execution. Execution. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
I put one on, Vince. Am I going to be around?
Did you take it off, Bert?
I took it off. It was earlier model from an Apple competitor.
Yeah, but the point is, did you get behind the wheel of your car and go up and down the highways and byways? Did you end up crossing the intersection, walking across the highway or the streets in Los Gatos with this headset on and take your life in your hands?
I tell you, Vince, I didn't do that. But what's really cool is you can go anywhere on the planet. And next time I do it, it just occurred to me, you know, you got snows and storms there on the ranch, but I don't have to deal with that. I can visit the farm and the campgrounds at Natural Farms wearing my headset. And I think that'd be pretty cool to do. Now, the thing is, here, I mean, obviously this isn't literal magic. They've had to have photographed where you go. They actually have cars around photographing people's homes, and they have satellite pictures. So, I don't think anybody's been on your farm with one of those, cameras on the top, cars driving around. You probably wouldn't let it. They probably do have some satellite pic photos, though, and to the extent those are high enough resolution, I could go, Vince, I could actually camp out at Natural Farms with the VR headset on without leaving my living room, or for that matter, my bed. Well, you want to be standing up if you're hiking. So,
Bert, really? You're kidding.
Well, next time I put them on, I'm going to do that and see what's at the ranch. I have the address for Natural Farms. Yeah. Campground's probably not that populated right now, so they won't mind the guy walking around with a headset on walking through there.
Oh, wait, who wouldn't mind? They? You talking about
me? Well, of course they're fake because I'm seeing them, but they're not real. So they probably won't mind me walking around with the headset on. I know, it's crazy, Vince. It's crazy. There's no limit to how crazy it can get.
Okay. Here's what would literally happen. So let's say a person decided that he or she wanted to commit trespass and come here uninvited. First of all, we'd find them. And the next thing is, can they outrun a pair of German shepherds? Can they do that? Probably not. The next thing is that if they wandered into one of the pastures where the cows are, And these are pretty large pastures. Some of them are, like one is 160 acres. Another one's 40 acres. Another one's 40 acres. And they're paddocks. But if they wandered into a nice open field, nice grass, sunshine, nature in its full glory, they'd be surrounded by a herd of cows. And the cows would be very curious. And the mama cows, with their babies, are very protective of their babies. And if a person is wearing one of these virtual reality or augmented reality headsets and thinks that everything's fine and there's no bulls in the field, and there are no mama cows who are protective of their babies, there might be, I don't know, dinner for some wild animals that night. I'm talking about stomped on human flesh.
Well, here's the question. If I'm wearing the VR headset and I'm visiting the farm and I see a cow chasing after me, where do I run to?
Well, okay, it depends. So let's say your virtual reality headset says that it is a clear open space, but in reality, there's five strands of barbed wire right in front of you. And so, you know, knowing that protection and survival is paramount, and you want to live through this, and you run full speed into the barbed wire, because you
if you're doing this in your living room and you hit the barbed wire, what happens?
Okay, so we're talking about two different things. When we're talking about wearing these distorted reality headsets in the real world and sitting down in your lazy boy,
we're
talking about two different things.
Well, no, that's just the point I'm making, is it's transporting you to the farm, but are you in the farm or are you not? Because in some cases, reality is perception. If you think about what reality actually is, it's what you think it is.
Let's make it exactly.
I'm saying this is crazy because you can take this to any extreme.
Well, let's take
it
there.
Crazy.
Let's take it there. So Bert, you could be in a lazy boy, right? A nice leather lazy boy recliner, and you could have this headset on, and you could be playing the scene here at the farm, and all of a sudden the cows are chasing you in, and you're headed toward, and you can see the barbed wire now. Okay, so now
I'd be standing up and I'd be running.
Right. Well, I was going to say, if you're in your lazy boy, would you wet your pants right then and there? I mean, being chased. Well,
I think
I'm
you would, and that wouldn't be virtual. That would be real.
That's exactly what I'm saying. If you're being chased by 100 cows and there's a stampede, and you're trying to outrun them, and you can't, outrun 100 cows.
The next generation, maybe the cow really does attack you. There's no limit to where this can go, man. It's crazy.
I'll tell you what.
We've opened up a Pandora's box, so to say.
All right. So wouldn't it be better to not spend the $3,500 and make Tim Cook more wealthy with a stupid product? Wouldn't it be better to just come to the farm and see the cows and say, you know what? I think it's better to watch these cows from a distance than it is to just wander into the middle of them and have that mama cow and the bull go nuts?
Well,
I mean, cows are pretty tame, but if they don't recognize you, they're going to think you're going to try to steal their baby. They're going to kill you.
It would be a better life, but for better or for worse, this is happening. I don't think you or I or class or anybody can stop it. And by the way, Tim Cook only owns a tiny piece of Apple. You should say Warren Buffett, because he's the biggest shareholder with Berkshire Hathaway.
All of these guys are reckless. All of these guys are greedy. In my opinion, all of these guys are putting their fat wallets first in front of humanity, in front of decency, in front of everything that I hold near and dear. They're putting their greed in front, and I think it is disgusting.
Well, capitalism has a lot of bad sides. That there's no doubt about it. But
if Tim Cook wants to come on the air, I will be delighted to debate him. I'll be delighted. I won't even have to prepare. And if Warren Buffett wants to come on and talk about the joys of capitalism and the destruction of the planet, I'll be glad to debate him as well.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there's a Mercedes dealership that I despise. These guys are owned by Berkshire Hathaway. They are miserable to their customers. Absolutely miserable. They're miserable in the service department. They don't want to take care of their customers. They tell their customers that, you know, heck, that's an old Mercedes. You ought to get a new one with a warranty. You know, after you've had it for a while.
Yeah.
Whereas
that happened too. He brought his Mercedes in for service. It was like $4,500, which I'm sure you guys at the farm could have done for like probably $500 or $600. And they said, but you know, Al over there has a new one, or even a late model used one, and maybe you should just move into that, because I mean, we're talking almost $5,000 in repairs here. And they tried to do that to him. And fortunately, my friend didn't have the $5,000 or the money for a new car. So I think he took it to a local repair shop.
Plus, if you want to see how Mercedes' reputation is holding up, go look at Facebook Marketplace and look up the price of used Mercedes and look at what they say. Nice car, runs well, transmission doesn't shift out of first gear, or transmission stuck in third gear, or brake system is stuck, or the computer is stuck, and they will sell these vehicles because they've already brought them to Mercedes, and Mercedes has said, well, that's $4,500, $6,000, $10,000. Hey, go over there to see Hal. He's got you're gonna love it. Just take it for a ride.
Yeah.
$65,000, you'll love it.
It's sad because I remember the day when Mercedes was absolutely the most reliable car on the planet, and it's not so anymore.
Well, that's because their stupid customers are demanding more and more stuff. They are demanding seats that heat the bottom of the seat, then seats that have another control for the seat back to be heated. Then there's the lumbar support button. Then there's the air compressor to fill the seats with air pressure so that it contours to your back. Then there's the vibration mode 1, 2, and 3. And then there's the automatic seat position. And then, well, heck, you don't want to get in your car and say, wait a minute, somebody just drove this, and, a family member just drove this, and they've got the seat too far forward, too far back. No, you want to have a button that remembers where your seat was. But that's another computer that gets confused. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. There are so many sensors and so many features that the computers can't keep up with it. Then you need to have a top quality, huge battery just to power all this stuff. And if you don't drive that vehicle for a whole week, it forgets who it is. It forgets. It drains the battery and then it won't start. And then you get a new battery, or you charge that battery, and then you have to reprogram the seats and all the rest of it, including where the center of the steering wheel is, so that it knows how to behave when you step on the brakes. I am not kidding, Bert. I am not kidding. That's where we are.
Yeah. Can you fix the late model? Do you take them in if they're 2 years old? I mean, they're under warranty, so you won't get them, right?
Well, we go probably all the way up to 2011, and what happens is the timing chains are so weak. The timing chains are so weak that they start rattling, and then it's imminent engine destruction. You know, we're looking at $15,000 to fix that. So, no, people don't fix them.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And how they have more money than brains. So, wouldn't it be nice if you could get in your Mercedes, a late model Mercedes, when the weather is really cold outside, and you could hit a button and have it automatically start the car from, you could do it from the kitchen, cars outside, let's say, and you could have that start and warm up. Wouldn't it be nice if that heating system in your car would, you know, instead of taking 5 minutes for the engine to warm up, wouldn't it be nice if it warmed up in like a minute and a half? Would that be great or what? Well, those systems are available on new cars. And what they do is they have a cooling system that is very small amount of coolant, not enough to really cool the car on a summer day, but it can be heated really fast because there's less coolant, less antifreeze in the system. And then there's a little electric pump that pumps that antifreeze around so the block doesn't crack, you know, from hot spots. So there's a little tiny cooling system, and it can pump the hot coolant or antifreeze right to the heater core. So you can have heat in like a minute or two rather than 5 minutes. Well, what happens is there's a computer that controls that. Then there's an electric pump that makes that happen, in addition to the regular mechanical pump that is driven by the serpentine belt. So it's another independent system to break. But, you know, heck, when it's really cold, boy, it warms up that car fast. The point I'm trying to make is we have gotten to the point of so many features, so many controls, so many sensors, that when you raise the hood of a vehicle, you can't, if you dropped a quarter in there, you'd never find it. There's so much plumbing, wiring, ducting. There's so much plastic there's so many. You couldn't find a quarter if you had to because it would disappear. There's no way you can see down. You used to be able to raise the hood and, Bert, on your old Firebird, you know, you'd raise the hood and you could see the road from just raising the hood. You could look down. There's plenty of room around the engine, right? Not anymore. So you are right. We have lost our minds. We can't fix the cars. The mechanics, even the dealerships can't fix them. The dealerships will tell you, heck, you know, it's pushing 5 years old. You all know that, boy. Go see the salesman over there. He'll get you a new one. We can't fix the products that we've made because they're too complicated. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, that's true. It's the world we live in. It's probably an opportunity there, someone that can get into, either a new way of fixing things or fixing things that have a new way of behaving. And Vince, we missed it last Friday because it happened the day after, but, well, it's Chinese New Year, otherwise known as Asian New Year. And Vince, to roll in the New Year in San Francisco, which is always a festive occasion, well, Vince, I'm not condoning this, a group of revelers decided to set a driverless Waymo car on fire as it, I guess it was blocking one of the parades. And Vince, they set this poor car on fire. He was, he didn't think he did anything wrong, but they incinerated it in Chinatown on Jackson Street. That's near Stockton and Grant. Then Saturday night, and I don't think they still haven't caught the perpetrators, but I'm looking at the Vince. There's nothing left of the poor car. He or she is just there's literally, it's just all burnt up. Amazingly, I'm looking. You may know the reason for this, Vince, but the tire, the whole thing is burnt, but the tire's intact. I don't know. I can't explain that one. Everything
heat
else
rises, right? Heat rises.
Well, everything surrounding the tire is burnt, but the tire's still there. Maybe it's not made out of something flammable, Vince. That's all I can think of.
Well, tires are flammable. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's going to happen as society melts down even further and people decide that they're sick of the marauders coming out to the countryside to invade, you know, the farmers. You know, I'll tell you what they're going to do. The farmers are going to set their old tires on fire and the smoke is going to choke out the invaders. Yeah, tires do burn and they burn with black smoke and it is toxic. I'm not advocating any of this. It's just...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says there are lies being told about her as a judge hears arguments over removing her from the Trump Georgia election case.
It's highly offensive when someone lies on you, and it's highly offensive when they try to implicate that you slept with somebody the first day you met with them, and I take exception to it.
Willis surprised the court. She came in not long after her special prosecutor and romantic partner Nathan Wade testified about their relationship. Willis is accused of impropriety with Wade, including potentially with money. Trump's attorneys claim it's enough to have her tossed from the case. Special Counsel Robert Herr is now set to testify before a Republican-led House panel next month. He's the one who wrote a recent report referring to President Biden as well-meaning but with bad memory. Herr's public testimony is set for March 12th before the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take
my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
When I write a letter and send it via email, I write one sentence per line, double spaced. You know, I don't write like a whole paragraph all jumbled together. I write it so it's real easy to read. And I just wrote an email letter, very short, very like five lines actually. And I want to read it to you. And it says, the subject is Vincent-any regrets. And the whole letter that I wrote says, Jeff, just wondering if you have any regrets about broadcasting USA Prepares on Rents Radio? Question mark. All the best. Exclamation point. Thank you, Vincent. I just thought I'd say that. And, you know, some of the things that we say are extremely different and opinionated and based on fact. And I was just wondering if Jeff has any regrets or whether he likes what we're doing. So I just thought I would let you know that I sent that email. Bert, back to you.
Vince, off on another topic here. This one caught my eye. Big oil and big corn are joining together. And you're probably saying, Bert, what are you talking about? I'm saying, well, big oil is, well, they're reading the tea leaves that EVs don't burn a lot of oil. And even though corn was initially seen by the oil companies as a threat to gasoline, they're now saying, well, you know, we blend some corn with the gas. It maybe makes the fuel a little better in some ways. And it does increase the octane, Vince. There's arguments about the energy it
takes.
That's
all it does, Bert. That's all it does is increase the octane. In terms of being wasteful and damaging to the environment, it does a great job damaging the environment. But it's taking food and turning it into fuel.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting that they're partnering up in this way. I found it, you know, what's the saying, Vince? Strange that fellows. And, it's basically a U-turn for the oil companies. Instead of fighting corn, they're now, supporting them. And so the American Petroleum Institute has joined forces with the National Corn Growers Association, and they're pushing some new blends of, we used to call it gasohol. I don't know what they call that now, but E15 and E10. And Vince, I think you know this as good as anyone. Vince, I think you can put, is it 10% alcohol, and it won't affect most engines in any negative manner, and could increase.
Well, that's what they say, but it's not. That's what they say, Bert, but it's not true.
Yeah.
It's a lie. It's,
okay.
It's a lie,
so,
and I can prove it.
Tell
it. Let me prove it.
Yeah.
All right. Very quickly. So, if any of you have a rototiller, or you have a riding lawnmower, or you have a walk-behind lawnmower, y'all know that if you leave your fuel in there after you've done using it, I mean, let's say it sits there for 2 months, the ethanol, which could be up to 10% mandated by the federales, will corrode the aluminum parts of your carburetor. So the body of a carburetor since the beginning has been aluminum. Aluminum is the major content component of a carburetor. So if you're talking about a chainsaw, it's got a carburetor. If you're talking about a rototiller, it's got a carburetor. You know, we're not talking about a computerized fuel injection riding lawnmower. You know, it's too expensive to put the computer on there and the fuel injection system. So they have these simple carburetors. And the alcohol will cause the aluminum to corrode inside the internals of the carburetor, and you will have to replace your carburetor. So if you call, let's say, Troy Built, like I have, and said, what's up with these carburetors? Oh, no, you see, no, every year, they're now maintenance items, or, you know, replacement items. So you replace the carburetor every year. That's what Troy Built told me. $75 for a carburetor on a $500 brand new rototiller, you know, a little tiny Bronco rototiller, $75, you know, plus then you get the spark plug and you get the air cleaner, and you get $75 for just the carburetor, and they say, you know, you replace it every year because they wear out. They don't wear out. They never really wore out. What happened was you would get a carburetor rebuilding kit with a needle and seat and a couple gaskets for like $3, and you could rebuild your carburetor. They did not wear out. They did not corrode. It's the alcohol, the 10% or more alcohol in the fuel that causes the carburetors to corrode. That's exactly what it is. So when whoever they are tells you that, no, it's 10% alcohol, that's safe, nonsense. Nonsense. Now, maybe in a car, it might be okay to put up to 10% alcohol in it. And what happens is, Bert, you remember this, a product called dry gas. So in the wintertime, if you had gasoline, that's all we had, you know, back in the early days, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, you throw that in the tank to get, I think that's to get rid of some water buildup or condensation.
Right. What would happen is it was alcohol. All it was ethanol alcohol. In a can, they called it dry gas. And what happens is water is soluble in alcohol, and alcohol is soluble in gasoline. So the water would be absorbed by the alcohol would be absorbed by the gasoline, and you'd burn those few drops of water that were in your tank that would freeze in the gas line. So you get 15 drops worth of water in your gas line through condensation, and it would freeze in the gas line and, you know, below 32 degree Fahrenheit weather, and you weren't going anywhere.
Yeah,
okay, so
you put
gas in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Before you get off on the water and the gas, I actually met with a company many, many years ago that had invented a product that allowed water to be suspended in the gasoline intentionally. And what he showed pretty convincingly is that when the water was in the combustion chamber, it created an additional force as it vaporized, and you actually increased your horsepower with no penalty. But the key was the water had to be, it couldn't just be like lingering in the gas and like puddles or whatever. It had to actually be suspended, you know, as little tiny molecules throughout the gas. And he showed me some convincing data that improved horsepower and therefore efficiency for just a tiny, tiny percent of water suspended. So sorry to interrupt you, just thought I'd throw that out.
Okay, here's what I know, Bert. You've been in my 1968 AMX. It's a blue with white stripes, 4-speed, 390. And I used to race it. And I still have the vehicle. And I experimented with water injection. Now, this is nothing new, Bert. In World War II, water injection was used. Atomized water was used to increase the torque and horsepower of airplane engines. It absolutely positively works. Now, the thing is that, you know, water is H2O. So hydrogen is explosive. Oxygen is necessary for the combustion process. So it's perfect. Now, the only problem is, how do you shut it off? And how do you keep the internals of the engine, like the cylinders, the rings, the valves and the rest of it, from rusting because of the extra moisture? Now, moisture is produced with the normal combustion process of gasoline or ethanol, blended gasoline. If you look, you know, you start your vehicle and you see water droplets come out of the tailpipe when you first fire the vehicle up. So water is part of the combustion process.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Extra water, atomized water, absolutely, positively will make more horsepower because the oxygen helps the combustion process. The hydrogen is explosive, and you can't compress a liquid. You can't. It's impossible. So it literally has the effect of increasing the compression ratio of the engine, and it absolutely positively works. And I've done it. I've experimented with it on the track. I just couldn't get the darn thing shut off.
Okay. And when you say shut off, what do you mean by that? It was squirting water all the time?
Well, I used vacuum. I used a vacuum to pull the water out of a canister into the carburetor. So under vacuum, it would mix and atomize with the gas-air mixture. But I had to have the water container higher than the carburetor. And getting it to shut off right, you know, after the race, immediately. That was the problem. Drip, 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 and I'd ruin the engine. So, I mean, today it's not a problem. There are all kinds of solenoids to make that happen. And there are computers that you could use to, you know, trigger whether the solenoid engages or not, to shut off the water. But back then it was a problem. Yeah, I was just a backyard mechanic. But I was experimenting with all those things.
Well,
you know, I would read the periodicals about, you know, modern inventions and new technologies and great designs. And I'd say, I want to try it. And that's what I did.
Yeah. Interesting. Surprised we didn't talk about that before. Vince, on the same subject, some scientists and a faction of the energy community believes that either as a transition or maybe forever, that natural gas-powered cars are the future. In other words, you put, instead of gasoline, you have a tank of compressed natural gas, and do have some experimental cars that are being sold. I believe Toyota has the Mirai, and they give you free that's hydrogen, but I think Honda has a natural gas car. And so you have this tank of natural gas, and I know truckers are using it too. And some of the truck stops are offering natural gas at the truck stops. What do you think of natural gas or compressed natural gas as a fuel? Because apparently the engines don't have to change that much.
No, they don't have to change at all. Well, other than the intake system. No, you're absolutely right. I have one. I have a propane tank, cylinder maybe. It's 82 gallons, and it fits crossbed. You know, where you see those crossbed toolboxes in a pickup truck. So it mounts right to the bed of the truck, right by the rear window. Now, this is explosive, so it's a, you know, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But I bought it for $125, the tank and the carburetor for a V8 engine. So this has everything. It's got the tank, it's got the plumbing, it's got the carburetor, which is, you can call it a carburetor, but we think of a carburetor as gasoline atomizing with air and to be combustible. But this is a carburetor that is a petroleum propane carburetor. It mixes with the air and it runs, and you don't have to start it with anything else.
Yeah. Bert, now, how do you fill it up? Do you take it to the gas station and have the propane tank refilled, or do you just pull it out and replace it with another one?
So we're looking at about 4-point-something pounds per gallon of weight for propane. So let's say 5 gallons. Let's say propane liquid weighs 5 pounds per gallon times an 80-gallon tank with 80%, so a little over 60 gallons. So it's kind of a heavy tank. It's kind of not easy to put in and take out. So what you do is you go to a propane filling station.
Yeah.
Or a company that, you know, fills propane farm tanks, like 250, 300, 500-gallon tanks, 1,000-gallon tanks. You go there, and I've already called our propane distributor. And so for roughly, it's more expensive because it's more labor involved for a smaller amount of fuel delivery. So it costs more per gallon, but still cheaper than gasoline.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to flesh out what Bert was asking about, a little over 100 years ago, about 103 years ago to be exact, there was an automotive manufacturer. It's called the Checker Motors Corporation. And you probably remember seeing the Checker, yellow Checker taxicabs. And what they did was they didn't change their design very much. They got a good design, and they kept the body for a long time. So if they're in cabs, the doors would get dinged, and there'd be little accidents. And so a door would fit a Checker from 10 years ago. The style didn't change, and they used a great 6-cylinder General Motors engine. Well, I had a customer in the 1970s when I was behind the counter selling auto parts, and he converted his entire fleet of Checker cabs to propane. Put a propane tank in the trunk, and he gave me reports, and he said, Vinny, you won't believe it. I can go a couple hundred thousand miles before having to do a valve job. The oil stays cleaner. I can run the oil for like 25,000 miles between oil changes because the oil doesn't get contaminated with the soot, which are the byproducts of burning gasoline. So the bottom line, Bert, we've had propane vehicles since the 70s that I know about, and they worked great. So the exhaust systems that used to replace every few years didn't have to be replaced because the sulfuric acid did not get formed as a byproduct of combustion of gasoline because it didn't use gasoline. It was great.
Yeah.
So
I know.
I've got everything I need to put propane in my pickup truck. Everything I need.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it burns cleaner and natural gas as well. Vince, interesting, natural gas in the U.S., now, not internationally, but in the U.S., it's almost at a record low price. Yesterday, it hit $1.50 per unit. It's units in MMB. $1.50, it's $1.60 today. Huge fall in the price of natural gas. I'm assuming propane probably tracks that. And part of the reason, Vince, is that when they drill for oil, a lot of times they hit natural gas, and you're not allowed to just, in the old days they would just burn it off or let it escape or whatever, and you're not allowed to do that anymore. So we're getting a huge amount of natural gas that's being drilled and brought up out of the ground. And the winter in most places hasn't been as cold as was forecast, so there's a huge surplus. Now, I think this is very transitory because we're building huge plants to liquefy natural gas, and eventually we're going to export it because it's so funny. The price is $1.50, $1.60 here. In other parts of the world, it's $10. So But the thing is, you got to get it there. You can't, you know, as you know, you can't just take the gas and put it in a truck and bring it to Europe. You got to, the most economical way to do it is to compress and liquefy it. And that, you know, maybe doubles the price. And it's still cheap when you do that. And then there's special boats that are configured to transport this liquefied natural gas.
Let me see if I've got this right. So Big Joe is saying electric cars, we can't support them.
Yeah.
We don't have the grid. We don't have the transmission capabilities. We don't have the power generation capabilities. The turbines aren't working. The solar panels only work when it's sunny.
Yeah.
And the electronics don't last forever. So Big Joe is saying electric vehicles. And he's saying, don't y'all be buying gas stoves because that pollutes the air. So now we have a glut of natural gas. And Joe's saying, don't use that. But we have a dearth of electricity. And he's saying, that's what we're going to do. This guy's
it's crazy. We're in the crazy world, the backwards world. Everything's
absolutely
backwards.
Absolutely, and it's all based on individual greed and individual stupidity. It's the sum of all individual greed and the sum of all individual stupidity. Bert, I just want to let you know, in case you're wondering what rankings are like today. USA Prepares is ahead of RBN, whoever those guys are. It's ahead of Lindell TV. It's ahead of Salem News. It's ahead of 560 AM KFSO, that's San Francisco. It's ahead of WINS, 1010 News Radio. Bert, our rankings are really high today, and I just thought you would like to know that. So people are paying attention to what we are saying here at USA Prepares, because what we do is we actually teach what you need to know as compared to regurgitating what the news is saying. By the way, did you read about the 200 radio stations that look like George Schwartz and company might be taking over? Have you read about that?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen, Vince. I think we need independent stations like USA Prepares and over the networks that we go on. And it's an important way to get, you know, Vince, there's nothing more important than free speech. You could say that anything else we have is problems. We can fix if we can talk it out and we're allowed to freely express our views. Because American people are, innovative, have ingenuity, we're able to reason and as Churchill says, we always eventually do the right thing. But you got to have free speech, Vince. And part of that is what we do here on USA Prepares. So, Vince, natural gas and propane burn very clean. So it's a great fuel to use.
I agree. And that's what we use here at the farm. And Winston Churchill did say, Americans do the right thing. They always do the right thing.
Eventually.
After they've tried everything else. Yep. And you know what? You talked about free speech. Network called RBN, they threw us off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.